A coalition of parents, educators, civil rights advocates, and clergy stood huddled together in the cold outside Pittsburgh King pre-K through 8 school on the north side Monday morning. They braved sub-freezing temperatures to show their support for the school district's new teacher evaluation system.
With the bar set high, teachers have time to learn what's not working and fix it.
Tracy Reed Armont is a former teacher and the vice president of the board at A-plus schools.
With the bar set high, all educators will have a standard of excellence that's clear and transparent. And most importantly to me, with the bar set high, student outcomes would improve.
How high that bar should be set has been the major point of contention between the Pittsburgh Public School District and the Teachers Union, the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers. Back in 2010, the Pennsylvania Department of Education started working on a statewide educator effectiveness evaluation system. Simultaneously, the Pittsburgh School District and the Teachers Union got together to create their own evaluation system.
Our teachers worked tirelessly on this.
Nina Esposito-Viscaitis is the president of the Teachers Union.
It's a good system. Our discussions with the district at this time have nothing to do with setting high standards. We've been part of it from the beginning.
She says there's been a misunderstanding about the union's beef with the system. In a nutshell, it's this. They say the range of points that can put a teacher into the needs improvement category is way too slim. The district system uses a point scale from 0 to 300. Teachers who receive between 140 and 155 points are deemed to need improvement. Any teacher with fewer than 140 points is considered to be failing and could face termination if they don't improve their score the next year. But the state system is on a 3-point scale. Under that system, teachers with less than half a point are failing, whereas teachers with between half a point and 1.5 points need improvement. So if you translated the state system to the Pittsburgh system, the point range for needs improvement would be 100 points, and for failing, it would be 50 points.
The same number of teachers would be affected using the state system. Their rating would be different, though. They might fall into needs improvement.
By affected, Esposito-Viscaitis means that roughly the same number of teachers would fall below the proficient mark and would be required to participate in a performance improvement plan. But the number of failing teachers would shrink, and the number of needs improvement teachers would increase. In fact, says James Fogarty, communications director for A-plus schools, under the state's point system, not one Pittsburgh public school teacher would have been deemed to be failing during the dry run. Esposito-Viscaitis says she's concerned that placing more teachers into that failing category will push them out of the Pittsburgh public school system altogether. Dwayne Barker is the father of two children who attend King School. One is in pre-K, one's in fifth grade, and he spoke at the rally outside the school Monday morning.
The good news is that effective teachers are in every one of our schools in the district.
That's right. All right.
The bad news is that failing teachers are more likely to become concentrated in our more high-risk schools, where the majority of students are African-American.
Indeed, that was one of the takeaways from the district's dry run of the evaluation system. According to the district's website, within schools serving more than 95% low-income students or students of color, 12% of teachers received the highest possible ranking. That's compared to 16% of teachers at other schools. Esposito-Viscaitis says she doesn't disagree with those who say the city's minority and poor children are most negatively affected by lax teaching standards.
That's why we have worked so hard to develop this system and have put a great deal of effort into the evaluation system for the past 5 years.
A-plus schools is encouraging people to sign a petition on their website saying they support the district's evaluation system. The subtext, says Fogarty, is that the teachers' union needs to give up the fight and accept the district's plan as is. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.